Now, the Czech parliament that would consider missile defense has held real power only since the end of the Cold War. Before that, Czechoslovakia was dominated by the Soviet Union. The Czech Republic's story may be one reason that President Bush speaks there today, about what an advisor calls his freedom agenda. What we'll hear next may count as some advice for him. Former Czech President Václav Havel led his country to democracy, but when we met him recently in Washington, he said the Czech Republic is different than some other nations the U.S. hopes to change.
We had some democratic tradition in our country before the war and also during second half of 19th century.
The country was part of an empire, but yes, there was some democratic representation.
Yes, we had a lot of different complications, but some feeling for democratic culture did exist in our country.
What does that mean for the democratic possibilities in countries that, for example, in the Middle East, where many people would like to bring democracy, but there's not a tradition of democracy?
I think that it would be better, don't speak about export of democracy, but speak about respect to human freedoms, human dignity, because it is something understandable for everybody.
Even people who don't have a democratic tradition.
Yes, because especially in some parts of the world, maybe Middle East, the democracy is identified with Western political system, Western world, and they have their traditions. And for them to export democracy is something like for us would be if they would like to export Islamic law. But to speak about human rights is possible always everywhere. And sometimes you can see that somewhere exists the formal democracy, institutions, there are elections, parliament, government, etc. But it doesn't mean that people are free.
Are you talking of countries like Egypt, where there are elections, but it is seen as far short of democracy or true openness?
For example, the situation in Iraq. They have government. Formal democracy exists, but it doesn't mean that there is peace and nice life. There is war.
If you met an Iraqi who was inspired by your example, an intellectual or a writer or an activist, what would you advise that person to do now, given that the situation is what it is?
I think that most important is to tell truth, don't be afraid to tell it, and to be open. Chci říct něco takové, že když v sobě lidi dusejí.
Tell the truth, Václav Havel said, by which he meant the people should be honest about their differences. And then the playwright and former Czech president switched to his native language. He said that when people hold hatred inside, it will eventually explode, but not if people are open and talk about it. Václav Havel's memoir has just been published in English. It's called To the Castle and Back.